the best and worst of Cabin in the Woods for our buddy Kyle Curtis Flett. We hope you're doing well. Cabin in the Woods, a little nice sleeper hit, would you say?
Came out of nowhere.
Yeah, hugely surprised by this film. Drew Goddard directed it, made it in 2009, and it was caught up in a, I think it was held up in some sort of licensing rights issue thing, because the original people that made the film, I think, maybe went bust or something. And so it was released in 2012. It was kind of, there were two movies that were held up in this. One was Chris Hemsworth in Cabin in the Woods. One was Chris Hemsworth in Red Dawn, the remake of Red Dawn. So they were sort of sat on the shelf for a long time. And eventually it came out, and Cabin in the Woods especially really took me by surprise. Mm. Wasn't what I was expecting whatsoever.
It's fun. It's absolutely fun.
It is. And it's amazing how many references and characters from other horror franchises and different genres that they managed to cram in without breaching
copyright infringement.
They just subtly tweak things so that characters look slightly different or have got a different makeover, but you know what they are. Like, there's that guy that's obviously a kind of homage to Pinhead later on, or one of the Cenobites with the circular saws in his head, who I've actually used on the thumbnail, and he looks great. Really does.
Instead of the box, he has a sphere.
That's right. Yeah. Just those little changes like that to stop themselves from being sued. But
you can't copyright a werewolf, right?
Nope. Can't do that.
Faceless girl, you can't really, right? No reference there, maybe.
Yeah, there's vampires.
Yeah. Zombies.
We have zombies. We have the two twin girls from The Shining, but, yep, you know, they could be any twin girls. We have a kind of chunky clown, which looks slightly like Pennywise. What else have we got? Strangers.
We have they Cobra.
There's a cobra in there. There's characters that look similar to the Strangers.
It could be a ghost. A specter.
Yeah. Scarecrows, giant spiders. There's all sorts of things in this film. But I'm glad that Kyle picked this one, because it kind of gone off my radar for a while. I haven't seen it since it was in the cinema. And then watching it again today, I was like really excited. It's quite complex. You know, it's not as straightforward as you think it's going to be. It starts off, it starts off in this corporation, obviously, but then once the movie starts, it just kind of takes on the sort of the guise of a regular sort of camp slasher or something like that, or an Evil Dead movie. And then things start to change, and we start to subtly realize that the environment that they're in is being controlled, and they're being controlled as well in terms of what their actions are and the consequences of their actions. And they're also being drugged subtly too.
So increase the aphrodisiacs. Oh, yeah. A little bit more.
Yeah. But it all boils down to this kind of these ancient gods who insist on all these sacrifices to be carried out, and it's a kind of worldwide corporation, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so it just so happens that the American rituals and sacrifices require a slut in Jules, a jock in Kerr, a scholar in Holden, a fool, which is Marty, and the virgin or the final girl, which is Dana. In order to appease these elders.
The ancient ones.
Yeah, the ancient ones. That's what I'm looking for. But, Richard Jenkins, great.
Oh.
Bradley Whitford, Sigourney Weaver, great cast that they managed to pull together. A lot of fun, a hell of a lot of fun, but also quite brutal as well.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to talk about this.
So as you said, we have different countries and different regions all participating on the same time, same day, because they all have their own ancient ones. And I laugh how the Americans are always fucking up or close to it, but the Japanese have a perfect record.
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
The Japanese have a perfect record. Sweden, I think, do they mention, has just gone tits the night before. And then we find out later on that there wasn't there like they show shots of Norway and Denmark failing and all these different kind of European countries. And it's down. The whole thing is between America and Japan, really, isn't it? To kind of
Japan
complete these rituals.
It. Yeah, the girls, the little girls in the class were all singing.
Yeah,
and then the Spectre is getting, you know, the ghost girl, who's probably something from like copying what the Ring or the Grudge or something like that, and they're defeating it. They're defeating it.
But isn't it amazing that, you know, they pick these characters within the American contingent, if you like. But in Japan, small school girls.
But we don't know if the other regions have choices like the North Americans, right?
Mm. Yeah.
We don't know. Maybe they do. Maybe that's something to explore if they do another one.
Hmm.
You know, a hostel in the lake or something like that. If they did a sequel, we got a cabin in the woods. You can do something else. A hut in the jungle.
In the jungle, toilet in the gas station.
Yeah. Either you read the toilet paper wrong or a dirty magazine. I gotta say something first. It's something so obvious while watching this movie. Does Chris look weird not being bulked up?
Yeah, I mean, this is what, 15 years ago now? Very young Chris Hemsworth, still very talented. You know, it was one of the first films I think I ever saw him in. I think, you know, he probably went on to do Thor a few years after this. But he's still pretty fucking shredded. He still looks better than you and I.
Oh yeah, but he looks like Christian Bale in The Machinist at this point.
I don't think it's quite that bad.
Well, yeah, because I saw he was skinny, but I'm like, that's not Thor. But I have to say it is Thor. But I have to, he was young. I had to put that in my head. And when my wife watched this one time after the Thor movies came out, she was like, God damn, was he skinny? It was almost like a turnoff. She's like, kind of.
Yeah, she's used to bulked up, ripped, muscle bound, you know, hunks like yourself and Chris Hemsworth.
There's competition there. Oh, I'm more like a blob. Okay, best character, Cabin in the Woods for Kyle Curtis Flett.
I was going to say Dana, but then, you know, when you figure out or when you realize that she's the one that released the Buckners and triggered this whole thing off, which, I mean, it was going to happen anyway, it was just a matter of time. So I think I'd have to go with Hemsworth.
Really?
I think he really plays the type well in this, and his exit is hilarious. So I enjoyed Hemsworth in this. Yeah, I think so, because I have a few issues with, you know, with these movies nowadays. What they do is they pick a bunch of good-looking people, and then they stick characters on them, and they don't necessarily have the people look like the characters they're playing. So, you know, we've got five good looking people here, right? But when it comes to certain characters, I look at them and I think, well, you could be the scholar or the jock. Do you know what I mean?
Holden could be the jock.
Exactly. And that was my issue with Holden. But we'll get to that when we get to the worst character anyway.
Yeah. Me too. Okay, I'm going to say my best character is Marty. I like him. I like him a lot. You know, he was the
fool.
He was He was the fool, but because he smokes so much weed, he's immune to whatever they're throwing at him. And he's kind of the guy that, you know, when and Dana was just like, she was just focusing on, and at one point she kind of turns on him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he, you know, he's like, no, maybe we should just let all this shit just blow up. Like, we shouldn't be giving up our morals.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
this. And that's what I liked about him. And he came back and he tried to save everybody, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because you think that he's dead at one point.
Yeah.
And then he appears and saves Dana, right?
He could be the hero.
While she's being attacked. And that's a great scene, actually, when he comes back, because they're all celebrating in the control room. And if you look at the TV screens, it's not quite finished. You know, she's battling away with this zombie, and then they get the phone call from the director saying, what the fuck are you doing? One of them's still alive. And then everybody hits the panic button then. Yeah. Because Marty survived whatever it is he went through.
He's like, I cut them up. I had to keep going and going and going. That's why it took me so long to get here.
But yeah, no, I get it. He's slightly annoying, but, you know, okay. You know, I guess.
How about this? At the end, he redeems himself.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And he does. He's trying to, yeah, he tried to protect her. And then she becomes a bit of a little bitch at the end. Lets her get bit by the werewolf. But, you know, he kind of sits with her and they just wait together for the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he's just like, why fight this? I'm going to choose how I'm going to go out. I'm not going to let you do it. And I don't care if it's for the whole world. I don't give a shit. Maybe we need to restart. I like him. Okay. Worst character.
Worst character, I've got to say, is Holden, I think. Like I said before, you know, this guy could be the jock. He could be he could be any of them, really.
Surely can't be the virgin.
When I think of an academic in a movie, especially when you're looking at these types of films and the sort of stereotype they're going for, mm-hmm. I'm thinking about people like Eddie Deason.
It's Eugene. You're a great picture. Oh, thank you.
Somebody a little bit more nerdy.
Skolnick.
Yeah. Somebody a little bit more bookwormish than
Wormser.
Yeah, than Holden. Yeah. So, and also, he why'd he tell her about that mirror?
Ah, oh, shit.
Bastard. Yeah. And why did you know it was there and let yourself know about getting undressed? And you know that she would look. You are absolutely right about these characters' car interchangeable.
No, I get it. I mean, you know, it doesn't stop it being a really fun horror film.
No.
A really good horror film. But, like you say, they are interchangeable. And maybe that was their aim. Maybe the whole thing was so that, you know, you didn't, going in there, you didn't really realize who was, well, it's easier to tell who the slut is or the whore. Is it the whore or the slut they call her? I think it's the whore, isn't it? Yeah, it's easier to tell who the whore is straight away. But
tomato, you know, tomato.
Yeah, exactly. But it could just have easily have been Dana rather than Jules.
Jules. So, yeah. Well, who says it has to be a woman?
Exactly. Exactly.
Couldn't have been Marty?
What, was the whore?
Sure, why not? Let's not you know, discriminate here.
Yeah. Let's not complicate things. But no, you get what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying. I think the main issue is between Kurt and Holden.
Yeah. I agree with you. Okay. Best line.
Best line is from Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's his final line. He says, look, you guys just stay in the Rambler. I'll get help. If I wipe out, I'll fucking limp for help. But I'm coming back here. I'm coming back with the cops and choppers and large fucking guns. And those things are going to pay for Jules.
That's my worst line.
Is it your worst line? It's my favorite line because it's what follows that.
I get it. You know, that's what it is. You know, but for him, you know, it's, you know what it is? It's the for Jules part. Fuck all of you. Yeah. I'm getting revenge for my sexed up girlfriend who makes out with stuffed animals.
Who got sawn in half.
Yeah. And I was this close to making it with. But that was my worst line. Wow.
But there's also another line that I like, which was from Marty as well.
Please go ahead, because it could be mine.
Oh, no, I'll let you do yours first then. Okay.
Okay. I heard the railroads are going to be coming through here sometime soon. Roads paved with actual road.
No, it wasn't that. Oh, okay. That made me laugh as well. No, it was when Dana and Marty go into that kind of underground cavern thing when they're escaping, and there's kind of half a dead zombie in there that's still moving.
Yeah, I had to dismember that guy with the trowel. What have you been up to?
He's a bit of a smartass, isn't he?
He is, but he's wired all the time, isn't he? Yeah, so that's where a lot of that's coming from.
I mean, that's one of the. I love a guy who comes in. Like if I go to over somebody's house for work, I would say, if it was hot in there, I would say, air conditioning has been around for at least 50 years. stuff like pointing out the obvious.
Well, when it stinks, like.
Oh, yeah. Is it just bodily fluids? Marty said, I heard the railroad's coming in. Because the guy who's there, he was an agent, right? Or one of the guys who was actually part of knowing the what the ritual had to be.
Yeah.
And he was saying, let the blood flow down, and you see them in the control just trying not to laugh. Am I on speaker?
Mordecai.
And Bradley is laughing at him. They just all laugh at him.
That's not Marty, it's Mordecai, isn't it?
Well, yeah, Mordecai's the guy who was there, at the pump. Yeah. But as he's saying, all that stuff about redemption and the blood of the innocents and all that crap, they're all laughing at him because he's all to them. This is no different than you and I going to work, is it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's how it is. Okay, worst line.
Worst line is from Holden, and he turns around to her, Dana, and says, do I lose points if I told you I'm having a pretty nice time? You shouldn't have told her about that fucking mirror. You've had an even better time, for God's sake.
That's how he could be the virgin as well, right?
Exactly.
Like, he's all like, ooh, eekies. At least help us out.
Yeah.
The viewing audience.
He's stood there like that behind her going, this is really happening.
This is happening.
All right, as my worst line is, what you just said was your best line, so we're not going to go through that again. Okay, your best kill.
Kurt. Because he gives it this big old speech, which I've said is my best line already.
I'm coming back with cops and choppers and large fucking guns, and those things are going to pay.
He sets off. Just...
electrocuted, crumbles down into the. But does that count
as a kill?
For the ancient ones, does that count?
Well, I would imagine that, because they need the blood, don't they? So I would imagine if he drops wherever he lands, there's going to be blood.
But it wasn't killed by one of the creatures, though. I don't want to get into it. We get into the mythology of all that stuff, and then everyone's like, it does matter.
But also Jules getting sawn in half as well. That's pretty nasty scene.
Yeah,
it's pretty horrible. Yeah.
For me, it is also Kirk. I thought that was just fucking hilarious. Even when I saw it for the first time, I thought he was actually going to make it, forgetting about there's a barrier there.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you really see his lifeless body just fall.
Just crumble.
And then I also had to put down Alex, the security guard, being ripped apart, you know, by the zombies. But then one last defiance is him pulling the grenade.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's so common now in zombie movies, you know, choke on it, you know, and if Captain Rhodes could have, he would have pulled a grenade and killed everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just love a good guy getting pulled apart, eaten, and then blowing himself up. I think it's hilarious.
There's some great moments in here at that moment. We'll get onto it in the best moment. Yeah. But anyway,
Okay. Weakest or worst kill?
Probably Holden in the truck.
Okay.
Yeah, just gets stabbed in the face or something like that.
The neck there.
However, and I said before, we get a lot of homages to other horror films in this film. Evil Dead, as we said, Shining, countless other Strangers. There's even if you look closely, there's even a kind of Freddy Krueger type in there. There's a Starship Troopers type thing as well.
Big animals. Unicorns.
There's all sorts of stuff. But also there's a kind of Lucio Fulci homage as well. Which is when Holden gets killed in the truck, we get a zombie in the water, which is like zombie or zombie flesh eaters, as those of you in Britain know it by, chasing Dana. So, yeah, I kind of like that moment as well, because I've not seen many zombies underwater before, apart from in Fulci's films. But, whether it was intentional or not, I don't know, but I'll take that as an homage.
Okay, a little kiss, you know, on the cheek there. But yeah, Holden, okay, I could see why. Hmm. How about this? Something so lackluster, it looks like it shouldn't have, this person shouldn't have gone out that way. How about Gary being stabbed? Richard Jennings.
It's kind of unfortunate.
Boring. It's kind of boring.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a shame it was as kind of tame as that, but part of a bigger set piece, isn't it? Which we might as well start talking about now, which is unleashing all the beasts from their prisons, from their glass prisons.
So good.
And even if it does kind of, some of the effects work has aged a little bit. It still looks incredible. There's so much to look at, especially when, you know, they're in that glass elevator. They come across all the different, they come across the kind of Cenobite type dudes. Mm-hmm. And then the camera pulls back and you see exactly what's in there. And like we say, all the different horror characters, classic horror characters, homages to new horror characters. And eventually they all get unleashed and kill all the people in the control room, which is quite a moment, isn't it, of full-on gore.
Love it.
Yeah.
My best moment too is, you know, the elevator kills. You know, they hear the ding and all of them come out, and all the creatures are not fighting with each other, are they? They're
jailers.
Captors.
Yeah.
Jail. We're gonna keep saying that.
Son of a jailer.
and you see the merman, which is not, everyone says, oh, so, you know, this beautiful creature. They're like, no, they're fucking ugly looking. They're horrible. Because everyone thinks that, you know, oh, these things came from movies. You know, they're supposed to look like this way. And Bradley Whitford's character, always says, no, they don't look anything like you would think. They're just really fucking awful looking. If you could, which creature would you have liked to see take place besides the zombie rednecks? Which there are a difference, as they say. There is a difference.
The Buckners. What do you mean? Rather, if they hadn't have unleashed the Buckners, what would I have preferred?
Would you like to have seen the werewolf? Would you like to see the little girl? You know, something about the little ballerina girl walking around. It's kind of weird, but you know, the huge cobra.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there was probably the right decision to have the Buckners attack the house.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the Strangers. There's those odd kind of scarecrow zombie things as well that are eating people on the floor. Werewolf maybe. Werewolf attacking a cabin. Might be a bit Company of Wolves, but No, I think they got it right in terms of the right antagonist going after them in the cabin.
Or you mean maintenance got it right?
Maintenance got it right. Yeah, yeah. The engineers or whatever you call them. yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They always pick them. Cabin in the Woods. I like Cabin in the Woods. I don't own it, but it plays over here constantly. Because the gore here is really not over the top, is it? It's not like...
It's comic book, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's something that, you know, we've seen over and over again. It's not like Hatchet, where we talked about, ladies and gentlemen, just before this. Hatchet's had some pretty nasty gore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, this is pretty fantastical, I think, and yeah, it's a very almost CGI experience as well, isn't it? I think I find the gore in the Hatchet films more unsettling because it's practical than I do in this film.
Well, Kyle Kurzweil, I hope you are feeling better when you see this. Get well, buddy. Darren, what we got coming up?
Godzilla Minus One. I'm hearing May is when it might be released. Yeah.
So long? Jam.
We have Doctor Sleep coming. We have Godzilla Minus One. We have Return of the Living Dead 3. We have Sleepwalkers, Bram Stoker's Dracula, Event Horizon, Temple of Doom, and Exorcist 3. All on the horizon. And we'll chuck in some non-horror stuff as well. But that's what's coming over the next couple of months. So
I know that you're going to want to do a best and worst of Flash Gordon.
Oh, yeah. I'm dying to do that. But I put it out there on the live stream the other day. Would anybody like to see it? And there's about two people that chimed in and said yes.
They're all Brits.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe, ladies and gentlemen, we could do a best and worst of Naked Gun.
See, that would be fun. I'd enjoy doing that. Or Airplane. Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on those notes, as always, stick to the roads.
And the best of luck.
We'll see you very soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.